Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to another edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. State and local governments are under tremendous pressure to do more with less. Nowhere is this more evident than in human service delivery, that social safety net bringing to those most in need a leg up, well-being, and ultimately self-sufficiency. Today, we will explore the challenges being faced and innovations being forged in the District of Columbia with our very special guest, Clarence Carter, Director of D.C.'s Department of Human Services. Clarence, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be with you, Michael.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Stuart Vansky. Stuart, welcome.
Thanks, Michael. Always a pleasure.
Clarence, I'd like to start off by learning more about your department. Would you give us an overview of the mission, history, and evolution of D.C.'s Department of Human Services?
Sure, Michael. The D.C. Department of Human Services has gone through a metamorphosis over the past 10 years. It actually was one of the old mega agencies, human services agencies that used to be comprised of the Department of Youth and Rehabilitative Services and mental rehabilitation and developmental disabilities, mental health, and all of the income support agencies. And as a number of those agencies came under court action, then they were spun off into their own separate agencies. And so now the Department of Human Services principally focuses on income supports for economically and socially challenged people, homelessness, and those programs which really support fragile populations.
So what's the size of its budget? What's the scale of operations? And how many employees do you have?
Just a little south of $400 million annual operating budget. Just a little short of 900 employees is our 2010 appropriation.
Now that you've provided us with a sense of the larger organization, could you describe your role leading the Department of Human Services?
Sure. Of course, principally responsible for strategic vision, budget development, budget execution, and of course the representation of the organization before council and all other external organizations.
Given these responsibilities, what do you see as the top three challenges you face in your position, and what are you doing to address those challenges?
Top three challenges, I would say one is managing on multiple priorities. There are many different programs and initiatives of the agency, so it's managing those multiple priorities. It's also trying to fundamentally change a system while you continue to administer it, okay? We are trying to set a very different trajectory for the programs and the initiatives of the agency, but we're not allowed to shut down and open up 6 months later. We have to continue to provide those benefits, goods, and services. So trying to change what the agency is while you continue to administer it is probably the biggest challenge that we have. And particularly in this economic climate that we find ourselves, are staying in front of our homelessness issue has been a real challenge.
Prior to your current leadership, Clarence, I want to explore a little bit about yourself. I understand you worked at both the state and federal levels in the human services. Would you highlight your career path? How did you begin your career and what brought you to your current role?
Sure. Michael, I have had the opportunity to serve a president and three governors in appointed positions in the venue of human services. My previous federal service, I served as the director of the Office of Community Services, the last remnant of the Office of Economic Opportunity created by President Johnson to fight the war on poverty. And then also in the Bush administration, I was director of the food stamp program for the country out of the Department of Agriculture. Prior to that, I served as a commissioner for the Virginia Department of Social Services under then-Governor George Allen and then also Governor Jim Gilmore. And really principally focused there on the development of welfare reform as we know it today. And prior to that, had a couple of stints in other programs and initiatives that were all about growing the capacity of low-income people. So all in all, it's been just short of 20 years in the administration of programs and agencies that were about building the capacity of socially and economically challenged people.
So with that kind of an wealth of experience, what are the key characteristics in your mind of an effective human services leader?
A few things. One, the ability to know a little about a lot, because there are literally a lot of different programs and initiatives you're currently working on. The ability to manage multiple priorities, because, again, there are many different moving parts, and you have to keep those moving parts moving all at once. And the ability, I think, to make the complex simple, because many of these programs that we operate are programs that have pretty significant and complex rule bases, but yet the public simply needs to understand that they work. And so you really do need to be able to take pretty complex programs and explain them and operate them in a very simple way.
As a follow-up, because you triggered in my mind the three different levels of government that you've been involved in, and how does each level, local, state, federal, does it require a different type of leadership in order to be effective?
The one difference from the federal level to actually the state and local level is that at the federal level, you don't administer programs. You really create policy and the rules, okay? The action happens at the state and local level. And so at the state and local level, you really do have to be much more of a hands-on administrator, somebody who is able to make the mechanism operate as opposed to thinking about a policy construct or a rule set for how it would operate.
So with that kind of description, what's a day or a week in the life of the director of DHS in D.C.?
A typical week would be, would kick off the week with a meeting with my senior staff. We sort of want to check the pulse of where we've been and where we're going. After a senior staff meeting, we may have a meeting with a group of advocates on a particularly thorny issue. Let's take what we are attempting to do on homelessness. You know, we've had some significant issues with capacity, especially family capacity. So we might be meeting with a group of advocates explaining what our policies are on trying to address our homeless neighbors. Then could, in all likelihood, meet with a member of the mayor's senior team where we are attempting to figure out how we are going to solve a particularly vexing problem. So we would sit with city administrator and his team laying out what the problem is and our recommendations for how we would solve it, and then come to some determinations for how we would go about that. Might spend a couple of evenings during the week in community forums. Again, explaining to our city how they interface with DHS, addressing some concerns that they have. Certainly during the course of a week may have a meeting with either council staff or a hearing in which council is exercising its oversight function, trying to ensure that the agencies are functioning as they're supposed to. So it is a pretty wide range of from the actual administration of the organization to planning for something that's going to happen, to meeting with the community, to to maybe potentially meeting with our chief financial office to look at some budgetary aspect of the organization.
How are human services delivered in D.C.? We will ask Clarence Carter, director of the District of Columbia's Department of Human Services, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.